B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Staunton man is facing charges including attempted poisoning after he allegedly urinated in almond milk at a Stop and Shop last Tuesday.
You know, I don't like almond milk, so a little urine might help it.
Is this Staunton, Virginia?
I'm assuming. I don't really know, Nick.
Well, my brother lives there with his family, and I wonder if he saw this story.
Or if he peed in almond milk.
Yeah. Or that.
Does he also go by Billy J. Smith?
Yes, he does.
Oh, then that's our guy.
Son of a bitch.
Along with the poisoning...
He also pooped in the hummus.
Poisoning charge, Billy J. Smith is being charged with disorderly conduct and vandalizing property. Authorities recovered several containers of almond milk and Bai juice drinks from the store.
It's my thing.
Those were sent off to a lab to check for fingerprints while a container of almond milk was being sent away for urine analysis. The loss prevention worker at the Stop and Shop approached a police officer working a detail there. The employee asked the officer if he could obtain the license plate number of a vehicle operated by a man who had just left the store. The officer was able to do so, and the loss prevention worker returned just as the vehicle drove away. He told the police officer, "Hey, I think he peed in some milk."
Could you be more specific?
He said, when I asked the worker to explain further, he stated to the effect that, quote, the suspect had urinated into a container of almond milk, and it was still warm to the touch.
Oh! At least chill your piss.
Now, the worker poured out some of the milk, and the officer said it looked like almond milk. tastes like it.
No.
The officer noted that he watched the surveillance footage and said the suspect appeared to be holding items near his groin area in a hidden manner and looking around as if to make sure no one was around. The report said he then appeared to place the items carefully back on the shelves toward the back behind other items.
You see, there's piss in this. Hold on one second here. Yeah, there is.
Smith was arrested the following day. He said that he was at the supermarket the day before and bought oatmeal, but said he didn't urinate in the milk. Smith pleaded not guilty to the charges. By the way, with him, you know, it says here he appeared to be holding items near his groin in a hidden manner. The other day, I needed to put air in my daughter's bike tires.
Yes.
Our pump had broken, so from my neighbor Steve, I borrowed a pump, and he had this. It's a hand pump. It's just...
How do those work?
It's really small.
Yeah.
And you do a motion that goes in and out like this.
Okay.
So I realize I have my back to the street,
bent over my daughter's
bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pumping this thing like this. And it looked like I was rubbing one out furiously.
Wow.
As people were driving and walking by and riding their bikes. So, yeah.
Preston's really whacking it today.
Now I got that reputation in the neighborhood.
You know, on another planet, he goes by the name Nutsack.
It's true. A porn star has been arrested on manslaughter charges following a man's death during a mystic ritual in which he inhaled psychedelic toad venom, Spanish police said on Wednesday.
What?
Nacho Vidal was detained last week in connection with the death of a man in July of last year. Identified the victim as fashion photographer Jose Luis Abad. The police operation began following the victim's death during the celebration of a mystic ritual based on the inhalation of venom of the Bufo alvarius toad. The toad, a rare species which is a native of the Sonoran Desert stretching from northern Mexico into California and Arizona, secretes venom containing a very powerful natural psychedelic substance known as 5-MeO-DMT.
So people use it for that hallucinogenic effect, right?
Its effects have been compared to
ayahuasca.
Okay, powerful hallucinogenic concoction from the Amazon consumed as part of a shamanic ritual. Following an 11-month-old inquiry, police arrested Vidal, one of his relatives, and an employee on suspicion of manslaughter and crimes against public health. Investigators said that they had discovered such rituals were being carried out regularly on grounds they offered medicinal benefits. But in reality, they said it's apparently this harmless ancestral ritual posed a serious health risk, luring people who were easily influenced, vulnerable, or who were seeking help for illness or addictions using alternative methods.
You've had stories like this over the years of people like the frog licking and stuff.
Essentially, that's what this is doing. The ceremony took place in the country residence of Vidal, who is a media-savvy porn star in his mid-40s, whose Twitter feed is full of ads for his 25-centimeter aromatic candles of the male genitalia, available in black, white, and cerise. So not only can you get the toad stuff, you can get your penis candles. Okay, listen to this. The Niagara Falls, New York. The
yes.
Niagara County Health Department is searching for two baby raccoons after officials say a Niagara Falls resident was handing them out to people outside a 7-Eleven over the weekend.
What?
The health department
they're
says...
So much, they're so far ahead of us up there.
The health department says that a total of 9 baby raccoons were handed out. 7 of them have already been recovered, but
where's
officials,
my raccoon?
Officials are searching for the last... Well, you go over by the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they fell over there. It's got them. It's got a whole bucket of them.
They said they're looking for the last two over concerns that they could potentially be rabid. Possessing a raccoon
well,
is...
Are they raccoons or are they rabbits?
No, rabid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Possessing a raccoon is illegal unless you are a licensed rehabilitator, and coming into contact with a raccoon presents a potential rabies hazard to people. They're also looking for a rabid dog in the area, too, so they got all kinds of problems.
Man, Niagara is hopping.
And then one last story. A man living in India recently told local press that he noticed baby snakes inside of his home. He opened up his air conditioning unit and found about 40 of them slithering around inside of
40 baby snakes inside the air conditioning unit.
That is correct, yeah.
Do they have an Indian version of Horizon?
I don't know, but yeah. They should call him. The man identified only as Sarandanand made the discovery on Monday night. After spotting a snake on the floor of his bedroom, he was able to extract the snakes from the air conditioner and release them into a nearby wooded area.
I would have burned down the house and found another place.
40 snakes. Wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So three men reportedly tunneled their way into a liquor store in South Africa and made off with thousands of dollars worth of booze. I mean, they went to a lot of effort to do this. To add insult to injury, the robbery happened as the strict lockdown rules were about to be lifted, allowing the store to reopen for business. A trio of robbers entered the store by accessing electrical and stormwater drain tunnels underneath it and then cut through the store's concrete floor. They reportedly stole about $18,000 worth of liquor, including expensive imported brands. In the country, liquor has been showing up on black markets as the lockdown has resulted in a ban on alcohol sales. Wow. Yeah, they took a different approach than the U.S. did, where it's like, you can now get booze easier.
Right, right.
Being trapped in a windowless basement room might be enough to make anyone panic, but Peggy Pillett Roth never did because she knew that she would be saved by her toddler next door. Ayaz Tran is his name. He's 3 years old, was out for a walk with his mother, Min Tran, when he noticed three newspapers stacked on Roth's steps. The quick-thinking toddler prompted him to ring the doorbell, and when she didn't answer, his mom called police. She was apparently trapped in a room for 4 days.
Wow.
So I guess she's elderly. I don't have too many details in this story. But the kid is now receiving an award for his quick thinking.
So the kid was three and noticed?
Yeah, that the papers were piled up.
What a bizarre thing for a kid to notice.
Extremely observant for a three-year-old.
This is kind of strange.
Yes.
These periodicals are piling up, and the mail seems from a few days ago. Plus, I'm looking at the lights. They're still on, and it's broad daylight. Let me dust her fingerprints here on the doorknob. I'm noticing a foot pattern leading up to her and some bramble and broken twigs.
Look for blood splattering and luminol.
Fortunately, I have an infrared light. Let me hold it over here. All right, I have some heat-sensitive goggles. Let me see. No. I think I better call the police here.
What a smart kid.
Oh, thank you.
What a smart
kid. Thank you very much. I'm just like every other three-year-old kid.
Yep. Video meetings are a fairly new experience for a lot of people, but a Mexican senator has demonstrated the importance of knowing when your camera is on. Martha Mitcher was caught topless on camera during a government video meeting last week. Ooh. After she started changing.
I just want to say this is the best goddamn meeting I've ever been on.
Without realizing her camera was on. She has now issued an apology for her action, blaming it on her lack of knowledge.
With all this going on, how many exhibitionists are taking advantage of that and pretending they didn't know what's
right.
going on?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see my balls?
The meeting was attended by at least 15 senators from the left-wing National Regeneration Movement political party who convened with the governor of the Bank of Mexico and press representative. Screenshots of Mike her topless were circulated online, but it's unclear who leaked them at this point. Here's another trap story. Police in Harris County, Texas, rescued a woman from a manhole on Tuesday. She had been trapped in there for several days.
We're going to have to put together some sort of levee system to bring her up. I have experience with this. Would you like me to handle all of this?
They have no idea how she fell into the hole or why she was even in the vicinity of the area.
Do you remember we used to hear constantly about, well, stories like this?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a newly constructed neighborhood. No injuries were reported in the incident, so they're trying to figure it out.
Oh, man.
What? Too late? You had a sound effect?
I did.
Go ahead.
I've always wanted to go in a manhole.
That'll work. All right. One more story, and then we're going to wrap it up. Six-year-old Knox Brewer took up magnet fishing a few weeks ago after watching a video on YouTube. I'm kind of fascinated by magnet
I am as well.
Fishing.
You know, from years of boating and other stuff like that, you put an anchor down.
Yeah.
And you pull it up, and you
got something.
Sometimes you get some cool stuff or just weird things.
Yeah. So his parents, Jonathan and Catherine, hoped that it would be a healthy hobby. Mrs. Brewer said, we got it to help pass the time during the virus. He learned about which rocks are magnetic and which aren't. During an outing, he discovered something big sitting at the bottom of Whitney Lake. It was heavy, stuck in the mud below.
It's a mine!
No, but with the help of a nearby stranger, they fished out a locked metal safe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when they pried it open, they found several items, including jewelry, credit cards, and a checkbook. And as it turned out, the safe belonged to a neighbor, a woman they tracked down just across the street. And she said the safe was stolen from her home 8 years ago and had been a mystery ever since.
That's
and
wild.
They found it in the lake because he was magnet fishing. Pretty cool. All of the expensive stuff was gone. But at least the woman was able to get some closure and some of her pieces back, and it was a rewarding experience for the kid. So magnet fishing sometimes turns this stuff up. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you as of now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.